What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, I am streaming to you from an amazing cabin out on a lake with my family. And as I've been sitting here just thinking away from my computer for a little while, I started having some realizations about one of the biggest keys that helped me get success initially that I forgot about. And I've been watching some people who have been using this strategy and this concept strategically to grow their companies quickly. So I want to share with you some of my thoughts. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. All right, so when I first got started in this this whole game, right, and it was interesting because I didn't have, you know, we talk a lot about resources versus resourcefulness. I didn't have any resources. My wife at the time was making $9.50 an hour. I had no job as a wrestler, and we were living in an apartment that was like $475 a month. So between that and grocery money, like the $9.50 an hour she was making did not go far. So we didn't have any resources, right? So I get it when people are like, I don't have the money, I don't have the resource. Like, I was there. And so for me, though, and this is before Facebook ads, before all these things, I was like, how am I going to be successful? And so what I started doing, and I didn't call it Dream 100 at the time, but literally we were going through and finding Dream 100 partners. Like, I was looking at the people. I was like following all the people in the market that I wanted to be in. And I was just so fascinated by them. I looked at what they were doing, how they were doing it, the products they created, what they were launching. Like, I was on all their email lists. I like read every email they sent out. This is before podcasting even. If they went to podcasts, I would listen to them. But back then we did teleseminars. I would get on all the teleseminars. And I was just like, I was watching what everyone was doing, and I was like immersing myself in this market, trying to understand it, trying to get my finger on the pulse of what was happening and why it was happening and who were the players and what were they doing and why were these guys' products doing so well, and like what were the different hooks and the angles they used, and I just, I don't know, just watching. And I was mesmerized. I remember I felt like I'd like step into this world with all these producers, all these people making tons of money, and I was just like a little kid in a candy store just watching and observing. I remember looking at all these things and just thinking like, man, like how... like, I don't know what to create. I don't know what to do. I don't have any ideas. I'm not creative, you know? But I was watching them, and as I see people doing different things, I started getting ideas. And it's funny because I think so many of us nowadays, we have ideas for a product. And so we go and we create this product, and we create it, you know, the thought that I'm going to create it and go sell it. It's going to be my product. But for whatever reason, that wasn't my initial concept. My initial concept was always like, what can I create with that person? I think part of it is because, I don't know, I had like the hero factor. I was idolizing, whatever you want to call it. I was just like, there's these gurus who are so cool. Like, how cool would it be to work with them? And so as I started creating, as I started having ideas, my first few projects were all like, I never thought of them like, let me create a product, have this person promote it. It was like, how do I create something with that person? And so I'd go back and I'd pitch them like, hey, like you're really good at this thing. What if we create this thing together? You know, and like that became these things that I was trying to come to the table with something amazing. And I thought, you know, if I did all the work and I did all the heavy lifting and I gave it to them, they would promote it and it would be a win-win. And so I was in the role of like, I'm going to do 100% of the work. They're going to do nothing, but I'm going to leverage their name and their credibility and their list. And so one example, one of the guys who I studied a lot at the very beginning was a guy named Alex Mandojian. And Alex is a genius. And I remember at the time he had this course called, we had a bunch of courses. He had a teleseminar secrets. He had a postcard, I think it's called postcardmarketing.com or something like that. I don't know. It was a postcard course. About the same time, there was a network marketing program coming out called Send Out Cards. And I was like, oh my gosh, Alex needs to send out cards. He's teaching people postcard marketing. This is a tool that works that way. And so I was like, I want to create something with Alex that'll get people into this thing. And so I went through and created an idea for it. And I was like, here's the project. Here's the idea. And I mapped it all out. And I, you know, it took me a while to get a hold of him, get through all his gatekeepers. And finally, I pitched it to him. I was like, here it is. And at the end of it, he's like, well, what's in it for you? And I'm like, dude, I just want to do this project with you. You can keep all the money. I don't even care. Like, I just want you to promote it. And like, it'll get my name next year's. And, you know, and luckily he eventually said yes. And I killed myself on this project. And, that probably not the best example because that project didn't end up going anywhere, but that's how it worked. And I did that over and over and over again. If you look at all my early projects, they were co-branded. I found someone who was already successful, who had something. I brought something else to the table. I did all the work and they just promoted it. And that was kind of the thing. And I was able to leverage their credibility and their things, and it was awesome. And for a long time, that's how I started growing my company. I was piggybacking on the backs of all these other people. And I was co-branding products together. I do all the work, slapped their name on it, and it was amazing. I remember I came out with a product called the RSS RSS Generator. And at the time, Armor & More had like 20 different generator products. I remember I created this whole product, spent a ton of money, energy, like really expensive. And I remember designing the site, and all of Armin's sites at the time had his head up at the top. So I had the site designed with his head and my head on the top. And I remember bringing it to him like, hey, do you want to add another product to your product line? He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, you have all these, you know, e-cover generator, header generator, blah, blah, blah. How would you like to own RSS generator? And I said, go check out the site. And he went to the site, and there's the pitch, the site done, it's finished, his brand, it's got his head on it, and my head on it, and everything. And he's like, dude, that's amazing. I'm like, do you want a partner? He's like, sure. And I remember the next big seminar, he promoted from stage this new project that me and Russell have been working on called RSS Autoresponder. It's crazy. You know, right now, we are about a week away from launching a big project with Tony Robbins. And it's this new software we created that's insanely cool. And it's kind of the same thing. We built the whole thing and then came to Tony like, hey, this thing's done. Do you want to be part of it? And he's like, yes. And so now it's Russell, Dean, and Tony's software. And Tony didn't do anything, right? But he used to show up. He put his name on it, and we're going to leverage his credibility, his list. And it's, you know, it'll be arguably the greatest launch in the history of the world, right? And so again, to this day, I'm still doing it. And I start looking at like some of the people who've come into the ClickFunnels world who are really, really smart, right? Jim Edwards is a good example of it. Jim came, and he could have easily came to me and said, hey, Russell, I have this software that writes scripts for people. You should sell it to your list. And I would have said no. But instead, he came to me and said, hey, I have an idea. I have all this cool software. What if we made a new version for you, and I'm going to use your scripts from your books, and we're going to build this thing, and we'll call it Funnel Scripts. And like, he pitched me on this idea, and I was like, cool, what do I need to do? He's like, nothing. I will do all the work. I'll do all the effort. I'll do everything. All you got to do is you got to put your name on it and sell it with me. And I was like, done. And so we did that. And you look at now, it's been what, 3 or 4 years since Funnel Scripts first came out. And that one product alone has hit 2 Common Club X. Jim makes a lot of money every single month, and he did all the work for it, but he came and co-branded it with me, and it's this thing now that we sell every single day, like consistently. It in and of itself is a huge business, just this one thing. But he was able to come to us and kind of leverage our credibility, you know. And I think that if you start thinking about things that way, especially as you're getting started, instead of like, just I'm gonna create a product, I'm gonna go drive Facebook ads, stuff like that, like how do you latch on to people that already have the credibility, already have these things? How do you co-brand something together? There's no rules. You make anything you want. Like another good example, inside of 2 Common Club X coaching program, we're building out, having everybody do these summit funnels. And so we're launching a new company with the students to show them like in real time this whole thing happening. And so we're doing a summit just like them. And we're asking these people, and we got somebody who we approached to be part of the summit who has a 1,000,000-person list. And they're like, oh, we can be part of the summit, but you know, we're not going to promote. I'm like, well, what would it take for you to promote? And they're like, I don't know, what do you have? And so we came back and said, well, instead of paying you 50% commission, we paid you 100% commission. Instead of this, what if we did this? And like, we just gave them everything, and they're like, done. And now we got someone who's got a 1,000,000-person list who's going to be promoting our summit, which is insane, right? And so, but we had to renegotiate, figure it out. And like, it wasn't so much it was co-branded, but same kind of thing. We're like leveraging their credibility and giving them whatever it takes. Okay. I have friends in the past who have gone to affiliates and said, you know, promote my product, we'll co-brand it, and I'll give you 100% of the commission. Oh, in fact, okay, here's another funny, sorry, the story was kind of a funny one. Some of you guys know who Logan Paul is. I'm not going to give you my opinion on him or it or anything, but he posted on Twitter the other day that he'd give $10,000 to any influencer who could beat him in a wrestling match. And so obviously I was like, dude. So I wrote back, I said, I'll give you $100,000 if you wrestle me and if you win, and if I lose, I'll give you $100,000 if you win. And if I win, I'll give $100,000 to charity, to OUR. And so I'm putting it out there, and it's been funny. I've been texting back and forth. I'm trying to set up this huge wrestling match, with Logan Paul. And it's funny because if you don't know Logan, he's got like 20 million followers on YouTube. He's got 18 million on Instagram, all these things. And it was funny. We're kind of negotiating this thing, which I'm hoping happens, cross your fingers it happens, but we're going back and forth. And he was asking me, like, well, what's in it for you? Like, what's, like, he was, I was like, literally, I'll pay you $100,000, win, lose, or draw. Just like, let's do this thing. I'll pay $100,000. I'll donate money to charity. Like, I don't even care. And he's like, well, what's in it for you? I'm like, dude, what's in it for me is I get to wrestle Logan Paul. Like, that's going to be on a YouTube channel for your 20 million people. Or you're going to Instagram it. Like, I'm just leveraging it for the credibility. I'm like, I was like, you can sell tickets to this thing. You put 100% of the money. Like, I don't want $0 from it. Like, I'm just leveraging you and your credibility and your personality to bring more people into my world, right? And I think that I just want you guys to start thinking that way. I think so many of us think about the short term, like, how are we going to make an immediate ROI? And it's like, no, don't worry about that. Like, I'm not going to make any money off my Logan Paul wrestling match, right? I'll lose money. I'll give money away. But it gives me publicity. It attaches my name to this thing. Like, it does all these things now, if I'm able to pull it off, that will, in the long term, make me insane amounts of money. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for these partnerships. So think about that as you're building your businesses. Think about the projects you have. Think about the ecosystem you're in. Who are the influencers? Who are the people that have the list? Who are the people that have power, that have money, that have connections, that have like these things? What can you create? Instead of giving them promoted as an affiliate, what can you create? You can co-brand and let them be part of it, right? Where you do all the work, they slap their name on it, they promote to their list, and you split the money. Maybe you'll split 50-50, maybe it's 90-10, like whatever. They take less money, but then you're building your list, your credibility, your reputation, like all those things. You know, in the short term, if you looked at most of those early projects I did, the co-branded projects, most of them from the outside look like failures, right? But if you look at the compounding over a decade, it's like this one led list, this led list, this led list. Every single time it introduces me and my personality and my brand to a new segment of the market, a new segment. So eventually it's like, man, I see this guy everywhere, right? I see Russell everywhere. How many guys have I felt that before? Like, no, I see Russell everywhere. I open up my phone and he's on, where I go, he's there. It's because I am. I'm there on podcast interviews. I'm there on ads. I'm there on, you know, many things I can. Hopefully I'll be there on a wrestling match, like all the things. And that's kind of the goal. So anyway, hope that helps. Just put that thought in your guys' head as you're starting to think through this and your business is trying to put them all together. That said, we're about to go and jump on some boats and some jet skis. So I'm going to bounce. Thank you guys for listening today. If you got any value from this, please take a snapshot of it and post it on Instagram or Facebook and tag me on. I'd love to see it. And let me know your biggest thoughts, your biggest takeaways, and drop some ideas about like how you think you could co-brand your next project or take your existing product and co-brand it with somebody. And if you do that, I want to know about it because it's going to be a shortcut to your success. Thanks so much, you guys, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community. And it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is gonna help you. It's gonna help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. Onefunnelaway.com.